Hey there, friend. It's Clarissa, founder of Blossoming Fertility and the host of the Fertility Friends podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Listen, I know the path to motherhood isn't always easy, and you don't have to go through it alone. After experiencing my own fertility challenges, I discovered a passion for helping other women because I believe that everyone's fertility journey is unique and beautiful in its own way. As your new fertility friend, I'm here to support you through the tough times, to encourage you to keep going, and to restore your belief in your body's ability to get and stay pregnant. Grab your cup of tea, get cozy, and join me here each week for education, heartfelt conversations that'll warm your soul, and inspiring stories to help you feel seen and understood along the way. Listen in, because this one's for you, my friend. Hey there, friend. Welcome to episode 23 of the Fertility Friend podcast. Today is April 23rd, 2024, and I'm recording this bonus episode for you because tomorrow I'm going to be sharing my birth story with my daughter, and I'm really excited to share that story with you. But today I wanted to do something a little different because I was thinking back, and exactly 2 years ago, so on April 23rd of 2022, that was when we conceived our daughter. So it's also kind of cool that it's the 23rd. This is now episode 23 of this podcast. So I love all the synchronicities, but I am just feeling a lot of nostalgia, a lot of emotions, really good emotions too. And just thinking back to how different our life is now and how things have really unfolded in our just fertility journey, this journey into motherhood as well. And something landed on my heart, and I actually ended up writing a poem for my daughter. So I am going to be sharing that with you today in this quick little bonus episode. So I hope that it brings you some peace and some encouragement as well, because as these words were flowing out of me, it just felt like I had to share them. It didn't feel like something that was just for me. It felt like hopefully it's a blessing to you too. So here it goes. I will be reading it to you, and I just appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening, and I'm excited to share this with you today. So again, this is a poem for my daughter, Kerrigan, and the poem is called Meant to Be. The desire to be your mother was stronger than any other. A longing in my heart was just the start, because you and me were meant to be. Deep down, I always knew it would be you. As an egg in my womb, you've always been here, never far, always near. You've been with me all along, further proof that we truly belong. I wanted to meet you right away, but you knew there'd be a better day. You and me were meant to be. Each month, hoping I'd be late, so I'd no longer have to wait. I felt an ache in my heart since we were apart. 3 long years and many tears, feeling at the end of my rope, desperately holding on to hope. But you and me were meant to be. In the end, I began to mend, repairing my heart like a work of art. My doubts and fears turned to dust as I leaned in and started to trust. You and me were meant to be. Once I became steady, you were ready. In my womb, you started to grow, the source of my outer glow. This deep of a love could only be sent from up above, because you and me were meant to be. At 39 weeks, you knocked on the door, happy inside, but ready for more. You came out slow, but this I know, it was worth all of the past to hold you at last. I looked down at you, and we both knew, you and me were meant to be. As a new mother, I felt my heart flutter, but as I held your tiny hand in mine, I realized we'd be just fine. As you sleep, I can't help but stare. You will always be in my care. And as you grow, remember this. There's not a moment I want to miss. Because you and me, we are meant to be. I love you, Kerrigan. For everyone else listening, thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to share my heart. And if this poem resonated with you, I encourage you to click on the link in the show notes. I actually wrote a blog post that includes the words and even an option for you to download a digital copy, a print for your own. So hopefully this, again, serves you just as much as it did me. It's just a beautiful reminder of all that I've gone through throughout my journey and how grateful I am to be a mother. So if you feel like this journey has been hard for you and you're not sure what to do next, I hope these words provide you comfort and know that you and your baby are meant to be. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. All right, friend, that's it for today. It was great catching up with you, though, and I can't wait to do it again next week. Can I just say, I really appreciate you being here, and it means so much that you took time out of your day to listen in. So what'd you think of the episode? Let me know if you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and review. It'll just take a second, and this simple act of generosity helps more women discover the podcast so they can feel supported on their fertility journey as well. Thank you for being so kind and paying it forward. Oh yeah, and by the way, if you're looking to connect with other women who are trying to get pregnant, then I've got just the place for you. Consider this your personal invitation to join the Fertility Friends community. It's a safe and supportive space to connect that's off of social media, and it's totally free. Head on over to blossomingfertility.com/friends to join. I can't wait to welcome you inside. Take care, my friend.